Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at XO Holly, at Cody underscore Stutes, at Jerry Bo Nose with a Z. No, at Degenerates975, because John handles that, and he's not here today. You can also text the show. You guys know the number for that, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Pretty good,
Holly. Shame on you.
Yeah, it's all available on podcastarena.com, so go back and listen to it. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night. Goes back. He listens to the podcast in the mornings the next day. And it's like, hey, that's cool. I mean, well, however you're listening, we appreciate it. And today, you probably want to watch on live stream because Cody's here and Holly. Okay. You might want to see Holly on live stream. And the textures are all over the live stream, and they're happy to see you, Holly.
Oh, yay. Love you guys.
So
I'll make sure to stretch in the next break because apparently it picks up whenever
Cody
we walk
did
across.
That. Well, Cody stretched and it covered the entire screen.
I got screen capped. It's not good. It's not a good look for me. The finish to my 2018 is just get as fat as possible so that my number looks great if I lose a bunch of weight in 19.
That's great.
Yeah,
love that for you.
Yeah, 936, who texted last time and made no sense, who came back at me, you're now on the do not read list, so
Ooh. You
don't get to be, you don't ever get a text read on the show again. Congratulations.
Ooh,
you burn.
Dumb piece of garbage.
He must have been a Dallas
Cowboys fan. You know what? Here's what you should do, sir. Go drive down to the causeway on your way to Galveston and take a right turn on the causeway.
Oh!
Can you pick me up so I can save some gas on the way home?
My goodness. Lamont made a good point, too, about your Eagles, and he believed that Foles is best with the minimal stuff and Wentz is awesome with the full arsenal healthy. And I think Wentz being healthy is part of that, too, but I think that's a good point.
I do agree.
Yeah.
So. Just hurts my heart. But yeah. I agree.
You know, the textures have been doing so well, and mostly because I have the do not read list now. So, like, all these people who are constantly trolling the show or say something really dumb or really offensive, they're on the list. I have a number. So they don't get read. It just gets automatically deleted. I don't block them because that way they can still, you know, be stupid on the other shows if they want to look at them. But for me, I just, you know. That's it. So this guy's on that list now. Congratulations. It's pretty hard to get there. You have to be a true dickweed. I mean, like a major, not to get into what Barry and Joel were talking about, but like if you go buy the extra large thing at the sex shop, dickweed, that's you.
Oh, dang. Dang.
All right, let's go through the NFL games. And we'll start with Cowboys-Giants. Giants 5.5-point favorites. Cowboys absolutely nothing to play for here. What do you guys think of that?
I love Giant, and I never thought I would say that. Yuck. But I'm taking
Are we
Giants.
Talking about the last subject I just mentioned or no?
I really hate both of you guys.
Well played. The motivation for the Cowboys is zero because even if they start out first quarter with some of the starters, they're not playing the whole game. Get everybody a rest. Get them ready for the playoffs.
To go nowhere. All right, sorry, next.
I agree. You don't want to get anybody hurt here. You want to get Vander Esch and those guys out on defense as fast as you can.
Sure.
And the Giants... No Beckham, but I think at least for them, there's a little pride there. Okay, Chiefs minus 14 against the Raiders.
I think the Raiders are just, there's not much left in the tank there. I know they've played pretty well the past couple weeks. Kansas City, chance at the one, got to win to keep the one. You lose, there's a chance that you're all of a sudden the five. You don't want that. I think you pour it on the Raiders, and hopefully you get it up to, you know, 20 points or so and just grind them out, and Oakland can't come back.
Chiefs. Yeah, I think I'm going to go opposite here. I'm going to take Oakland and the points. Only I know that they don't have a defense, and Mahomes is awesome and all, but I think that they get tight enough to where they're okay. I don't think they have to run it up that much, but I could be completely off on this one.
Yeah, I would just say that the Chiefs haven't quite been the same without Kareem Hunt. And you know the last time that Derek Carr threw an interception? Neither do I, but it was a long time ago.
It was week 7, week 8?
It was week 8, yeah. Actually, yeah. So
he's played his ass off the past couple weeks.
And yeah, the Raiders aren't good, but they've played a little better of late. Maybe they're starting to get it. I think they cover.
Can I add one more point to this?
Yeah.
No Drew Brees this week. Patrick Mahomes puts on a show for the voters one more time for that MVP award.
I think what it does to the mentality for a young kid like that would be big. You know, as a coach, you want your young quarterback going in saying, I'm the MVP of this league. I can beat any of these experienced guys.
Yeah, I think in the end, Drew Brees has deserved the MVP in the past. It's just been he's run up against guys who had ridiculous sure. years. I don't think there's a big enough difference here unless Mahomes throws for 550 yards.
They're splitting the award, right?
No, I think it's Drew Brees.
I think it's
award.
Drew Brees, okay.
And I think deservedly so, and maybe...
I'm not going to bitch about either one of them.
No, you? I'm not either, and I would probably vote for Mahomes, but I think Brees is going to win it.
Okay.
Okay, and speaking of the Saints, Teddy Bridgewater playing this week. Saints -7.5. I am all over the Saints against the Panthers.
Me too. I'm going Saints all the way.
This is not even about Teddy Bridgewater. Fred, you could be the quarterback for the Saints this week, and I'm going Saints. Kyle Allen is the starter for the Carolina Panthers. That's former University of Houston quarterback Kyle Allen. Yeah, no.
He's not home team.
He's not an NFL quarterback. He's not an AAF quarterback. He's not an XFL quarterback. He needs to be an insurance salesman.
He's a 7-on-7 superstar is what he is.
That's fine.
Which is what
that's
he great. Was, and which is why he was such a high recruit. And if you remember, he had a game last year against Rice. He was 31 of 33. Well, that was Rice. There was no pressure on him.
You know
as
what
soon as people start getting in his face, the guy can't play.
You know what he should do with this game check? He should take this game check, cash it, and send all the money to Mark Andrews, the tight end for the Ravens, who made him in high school. And that's why he looks so good in all those 7-on-7s and in high school, because he just threw it to Mark Andrews all the time.
And if he gets hurt, you know who comes in? Garrett Gilbert, who they just signed this week.
Oh, my gosh. It gets worse.
Yeah, this is one of my plays on Sunday big time as the Saints.
Teddy's going to show up, too.
Well, Teddy can play. I love Teddy Bridgewater. He should be starting somewhere. And you know what? I love any quarterback that has Sean Payton calling plays.
No doubt.
So I think even with him playing. All right, Patriots now up to -13.5 against your Jets.
Ooh, I got Jets and the points, and I really like it.
This is a tough one. This is a really tough one because New England, you're looking at, I mean, they need a lot of breaks, but they could still get the one. They got to keep their bye. They got to win to keep their bye, probably. So, this is tough. Sam Darnold's been playing well. They haven't won. The Jets haven't won these past couple of weeks, but he's played pretty well. I feel like they kind of put everything out there last week. Rodgers just kills them. They're not going to play for Bowles to keep his job. You know, one guy just got a contract extension today, one of their wide receivers, but I just see New England having enough there and then grinding it out and keeping the Jets off the field, keeping Darnold off the field and having enough. Give me New England.
Here's what I'm going to tell. I'm going to make a bold prediction right now.
Okay.
Not only do the Patriots not cover, but the Jets are going to win the game.
Really?
The way the Patriots celebrated like little bitches when the Eagles beat the Texans tells me this ain't the same Patriots team. And you know what? They're not playing that well right now. And Sam Darnold's going to have a game. I know it's in Foxborough. They're going to upset the Patriots. And the Texans are going to wind up with the #2 seed when they barely beat the Jaguars, which we'll get to. It's going to take a late field goal.
I'm with you on that. I take that risk because you know what? If the Jets are going to show up, they show up against the Patriots. Jerry knows.
Can I give you some little, like a fun little fact that our friend RJ dropped this week?
Sure.
Or that was dropped on RJ's podcast this week. Bill Belichick, a sterling 25-0 at home against quarterbacks under the age of 24.
Oh, I know he's good there, but I also think that, you know what? I remember Bart Scott. I remember Rex Ryan going in there. Jerry, what's your take on this?
That spread is huge. Like you said, I don't know if this is the same Patriots team as before. I don't. For them to be celebrating like that tells you everything. It's such a big spread. That back door's open.
Oh, I think so, too. And I also would say that because they were celebrating, I think they feel like they've got the #2 seed locked up. Guess what? You go out there and play like that against a team that they like Todd Bowles. He's going to get fired, but they like him. They're going to play hard for him. You know what this is? I'm going to draw a really ridiculous comparison. This is Dana Dimmel's last game at UH when they beat Louisville when they knew he was gone because the players liked him because he drank a lot of beer and he was a dumb. But
I love him.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we'll do the rest of these. But, yeah, Jerry, you just feel to drop in anywhere here if you love something.
Yeah, partner.
Because now Jerry, does. He's a high-volume bettor, though. I mean, he's got, like, everything. He bets in-game. He bets soccer. He bets on which child is going to crawl across the nursery faster than the other one. But, yeah, if you've got opinions, man, jump in. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will finish off the rest of these games. And we're going to get to Texans Jaguars. We got a gym of the day. Don't go anywhere. Where's my music? So this is when I start doing that. That's when you got to pull the music up there. Yeah. There you go. That's more like. You're not supposed to cut my mic off. Jeez.
We were going to break. I'm sorry.
We are. That's where I say, okay, we'll be right back. Right after this, it is the Blitz on ESPN. But see, it's all right. I mean, Jerry's actually doing really well because this is not an easy show to do. And yet, it really isn't. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to the rest of these games. It is the Blitz with Fred Fowler, Cody Stutes, Holly Seymour, and yes, Jerry Bow. We'll be right back.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. Lamont with a really good question here. Which would be a bigger upset, Browns over Ravens or Jags over Texans? I'm going to go Jags.
I would cry Browns if Browns beat Ravens.
Well, but the Browns are playing pretty good football right now. Jags have kind of quit.
This is very true.
Yeah, the Jags beat the Texans. That'd be a disaster.
That would be hilarious.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know what? You know what'd be even funnier?
If we don't make it either, I know.
No, stop with your wee stuff.
Sorry, the city communist.
But if you do have the best mascot in all of sports, so I have to say.
Oh, I love him, Gritty.
Gritty is the best mascot ever. Oh, my God. It's hockey. You wouldn't care. But here's what's going to happen. This would be hilarious. The Jets beat the Patriots, and the Texans lose to the Jaguars. I would laugh my ass off.
The way this football season is going, it would not surprise me.
One of those two things is going to happen. I don't know which one. All right, so let's move on to some of the other games. Eagles, I'm almost ashamed to ask this. Eagles -7 at Redskins.
You know who I'm taking. Philly. We need... All right, Philadelphia. The city of Philadelphia needs this win. Bad.
Now, the truth is, usually you're the first one to say, oh, don't take the Eagles. So
So that's why.
Cody, your thoughts?
I mean, it's Eagles all day, every day. They have to win to get in. The NFL schedule makers do everybody no favors. So you can't even scoreboard watch. You have to just play your game, not worry about what the result is everywhere else. Eagles all day long on this one.
And I got to say, Jay Gruden's done a pretty good coaching job with this team, considering the fact that he lost Alex Smith and then lost Colt McCoy, and he's down to guys off the trash heap. To even have the Redskins with a decent record is a pretty good coaching job. He may get fired, but I think he's done a good job.
If Dan Snyder fires him, there's going to be some team that's going to end up with a really nice offensive coordinator.
I never say anything nice about the Redskins, but I will say this season they were way more exciting to watch than a lot of teams, even banged up. They're not as bad as people think, especially seeing all of the injuries they've had. I'm not saying they're good or great, but they were more exciting, even banged up, than half of the teams we expected to be good.
Packers -8 versus Lions.
I'm taking Detroit, but I don't feel good about it. I usually don't bet against Aaron Rodgers, even though he has no team. But I don't like that number, so I'm going to go Detroit.
I'll go Packers on this one. They love Philbin there. If Rodgers is going to play, he's going to play the whole thing and just show off just because he can. The Lions did everything they could to try to stay in that game last week. and then they just fell apart, gave up a Hail Mary at halftime. It's just they're playing horrible football there. Matt Patricia might get fired after 1 year. He's a slob. The team's telling stories on him to the media. Yeah, give me the Packers on this one.
Some very Green Bay-ish weather is expected. Some are even saying 17-mile-an-hour winds. Matt Stafford, when winds are over 10 miles per hour, 2-9, straight up.
That's the stuff Jerry Bo brings to the table.
Dang it, Jerry.
That is why Bookie Busters is one of the best things on Sports Map.
There you go.
Well done, sir. I still don't think the Packers are 8 points better than anybody, though. Jaguars-Texans minus 6.5. I'm on record as saying I think this is going to come down to a field goal at the end. I think it's going to be way too close.
I'm with you. I got Jags in the points. Ugh. Said I wouldn't, but took it.
The Texans should blow people out. They just don't on a regular basis, so I can't say that they're going to cover close to a touchdown on this. Yeah, Jags plus the points.
All right. Ravens minus 5.5 against the Browns.
I like Raven. I don't like the line too much, but I'm still going to go Raven.
Okay.
This has got backdoor Browns cover written all over it.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
All over it. Baker and company are playing their tails off right now. They are playing really good football. I know this is probably the toughest defense they're going to play probably at all this year. And they've got some kind of, you know, schmucky wins. They beat the Bengals twice. Like, who cares? The Bengals stink. But they're playing good football. This backdoor all day long. Like, I'm thinking, like, late Ravens score to win the game, but they're not going to cover.
Schmucky wins?
Schmucky wins. Two schmuck teams, or two schmuck wins. Both Bengals wins.
Okay. Falcon minus 1 at Buccaneer.
Ugh, gross. I'm taking Falcon, but it makes sense. I don't know how you would take Bucks.
I just don't care about this game at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
Oh, I do care. And Jerry will vouch for this as someone who likes to bet. If I find an angle I like, I think the Falcons are going to crush the Buccaneers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm betting this game. I'll take Falcon minus 1. I'd give up to 5 with Falcon. Tampa, that's how good I feel about this.
Tampa played like decently well on offense last week.
Oh, they've got a good offense, but
they way outgained the Cowboys.
Can I ask you a question? Is Matt Ryan dead?
No.
Okay. I'm taking Falcon.
Okay, that's fair.
Bills minus 6 against the Dolphins, who are now ready to move on from Ryan Tannehill. They're moving on from their general manager. They may be moving on from their head coach. What do you guys think?
The Dolphins are just idiots if they're just going to move on from Ryan Tannehill without having a real plan in place to move on from him. This has got Buffalo. They seem to love their coach. They seem to love what Josh Allen brings to the table. And, like, just the energy that they seem to play with when he's on the field. Miami just stinks right now. They just stink to high heaven right now. Give me Buffalo.
I don't like saying I haven't seen Buffalo favored this high all season. I don't think that's pretty sad. But, I mean, I had it at 3.5, but I'll still take Buffalo, I guess, at 6. But
yeah. And you know what? Does Miami really want to go to Buffalo and lake effect snow and 25-degree weather?
Did you just see what happened to the hurricanes in New York yesterday?
I saw that.
Those kiddos didn't want to play in that. I can't imagine those Miami pro players.
Miami don't
want to
play in any weather.
All right. This is an interesting line, and I want to get Jerry's take on this, too. Colts minus 3.5 against the Titans, because we were talking about it a little bit. With Marcus Mariota, it feels like the Titans shouldn't be getting 3.5 points at home, but we don't think he's going to play. We don't know. What do you guys think of this one?
I'll let Jerry start this one off.
I liked it when it first came out. I was waiting. It was the most delayed line out of everything, pretty much. And once it came out, I first saw 2.5. At 2.5, I was all over it. At 3, leaning. At 3.5, now I'm getting scared. I went back and looked at the numbers, and in the last 14 years, when the Colts are playing the Titans and they're favored by 3, 4 times and ended by 2, this just has a weird feeling, a disaster feeling. Colts win, but don't cover the spread. I'm scared of it.
Yeah, it's what Granato would call a queer line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he usually gets in trouble for that, but yeah, it's a queer line. All right.
I'm all over the Colts on this. I don't care what the number is. Yeah. I think they're going to smash Tennessee.
Me too.
Do you know that Luck has never lost to the Titans in the history of his career, ever?
Literally blows that knee in the first quarter, and you got Jacoby Brisket in there.
Jesus.
You know what? That's fine. I don't trust the Titans. I don't trust Mariota. I don't trust Vrabel. I don't trust Blaine Gabbert. I don't trust anything about Tennessee.
One thing you can trust is Andrew Luck against the AFC South. 19-8-3 against the spread in divisional games. 15-5-2 against the spread when favored.
Mm, that's tasty.
I like that.
That's why he's here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That and to screw up the producing.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding. I do want to note for the record, I always make fun of people who mess up the producing because it's funny, but he's doing a good job. Just all kidding aside. All right. All four of us are on Colt. I can't wait to hear RJ's take on that because I bet he's going to say we're all duct tapes, you guys. All right. Bengals plus 14.5 against Steeler. Let's hear it, guys.
I don't like high points, usually that high of points this late in the season, but I'm all over Pittsburgh. I think that they rebound, they come back, and they just light it up. And Cincy is just complete garbage.
Antonio Brown's a maybe for this game. The defensive coordinator said he was scared of Tyler Eifert. Tyler Eifert's been on IR since September. If he meant Tyler Croft, that guy's also been on IR for a while. If he meant Tyler Boyd, also on IR for the Bengals. I don't know that Pittsburgh's focused enough for this. I don't know that they're healthy enough for this. It's a lot of points. I think they win the game, but plus the points with the Bengals.
Like 40-7.
Since 2003, no quarterback has been more profitable against the line than Ben Roethlisberger, who is 10-0 straight up, 8-2, covering the spread by 7.3 points.
Here's my concern. I think the Steelers feel like we talk about the soul-crushing loss. RJ talks about that a lot. I think last week was their soul-crushing loss. I think they win the game, but 14.5 points, way too much.
And Cincinnati's saying they're not going to lay down.
They will, because
Cincinnati don't even know how to stand up.
Ooh. Ow. Please. See, you've got enough stuff for stupid stuff just off today's show, by the way. You could have just popped that stuff in there. But I there's no way I'm giving up 14.5 with the Steelers. All right. Vikings minus 5.5 at home against Bear.
Yuck. Chicago is going to win this game.
You need them to win for your beloved Eagles. Come on.
No, I'm putting my money, Chicago, the points, and I'm being biased as heck, but I'm taking it. I'm rolling.
Chicago's got that chance at the 2 seed. On the flip side of that, Vikings need the win to get in. And Kirk Cousins had this spot a couple of years ago, win the last game of the season. Your team makes the playoffs. He didn't. I think he threw 2 interceptions in that game. That's a rough one. But I'll say this. I think the Bears know that, look, you got to go on the road at some point to win in the NFC. So they're fine if they have to go on the road to either of those locations. And they're more than fine to see those awful Minnesota Vikings the next week. I think you could get a Bears lay down on this just to get the Vikings on their schedule the following week.
I love the Bears here.
Really?
Yeah. I think 5.5 is... I don't need the 5.5. You know what? Bears money line.
Wow!
That's
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, and you know what? This guy has been hotter than my first wife. So I'm just telling you, if he's on it too, I feel good. But I think the Bears win this game. All right, well, let's go to break because we got 3 more games to get to, and a couple of them are just not sexy.
One of them's my favorite.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll do that, and then I want to get deeper into the Texans and Jaguars. I think I'm going to go with the English pronunciation.
Do it.
No Jaguars. No Jaggers.
Make it sexy.
I'll go with Jaguars.
Fabulous.
They better not fire Doug Marrone. I finally found somebody who looks like me, and I'm not offended by it. And they're going to fire him.
I hate you.
All right. Everybody hates me. Jeez. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
That. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No AJ today. I might have just had the best description of Holly ever on Twitter, and I can't share it with the people. But, all right, three more games. Let's blast through these. Chargers minus 6.5 at Bronco.
Chargers. I'm so out on the Broncos. I don't believe in that team at all. The Chargers got to win for their chance at that that AFC West championship.
But all I have to do is rally around Case Keenum.
Don't get me started.
I originally took Denver on the points, but I'm changing it back to Charger.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think Charger. Yeah. Jerry?
I need Chargers to try to catch AJ in the pool.
Yeah, that's a... You know what? He just won our carryover pool. In Eric from Carbach has a pool that we do where you have to go 5-0. And AJ went 5-0 last week, and it was a 4-week carryover. So I'm rooting for you to win this pool. Dang. So
wow, that's a nice hit.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because you really only have to. You need to play in this thing next year, by the way, because you only have to win 1 week to break even. And I've been 4-1 twice. And then if you win at the end, you get. There's a pool for the winner at the end, which I'm not going to get because 2 weeks I forgot to do it and went 0-5.
But, sound like me setting my hockey lineup.
Yeah, yeah, and she beat me in fantasy hockey, and you suck for that. But, okay, let's go to Seahawks minus 13.5 against the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh, that jumped a lot. Skip.
Yeah, I mean.
Really? Can't skip, okay?
I just said I don't like the high point spreads, but I love Seattle covering for me the entire season, but 1 week. So it's like I almost want to jump on it. Cardinals blow really bad. I guess give me Seattle. Yuck. But
I would say this could get an ugly enough game that the Cardinals could be close late. They're really bad, though. They're really, really bad. Really but bad. I can't imagine there's a ton of motivation on Seattle's part.
No, there really isn't. So I there's no way I'm giving up 13.5 points, but.
Okay, I'll take mine back. Just kidding.
There's no way I'm also... Like, sometimes you have to... And Jerry can tell you this. Sometimes you have to hold your nose when you make a bet. The Cardinals are a team you have to hold your nose.
65% of the tickets getting printed, a.k.a. the public, on Seattle. 70% of the money on Arizona, the sharp side.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. Which, by the way, and we'll talk about this with RJ, but if you go to pregame.com, they show you all that. Which is really cool.
Nice.
On their game center. 49ers plus 10 against Ram. This game, I think you don't bet this game until you see what happens with the Bears game. Because if the Bears lose, well, they play at the same time, so never mind. That doesn't work. You can't do that.
Somebody got flexed, I think.
Yeah. Well, who's the night game?
The night game is the AFC South game.
Okay, so that doesn't affect us. Yeah, because here's the thing.
Yeah, the NFL scheduled it, so all the teams that affect each other. I love it. It's very soccer. Jerry knows this.
No, it is. It's like the MLS soccer. The last week, but from a gambling perspective.
Oh, you hate it. Yeah, from a gambling perspective.
Because if the Bears lose, then I'm over 49.
You're taking my angle.
Here's the thing. Jerry knows this. These situations are perfect for first half bets. Because first half, the team has to try as hard as they can. They get to halftime, and they see the team that they need to win or lose is up big or down big. Then you're like, oh, okay, well, you're good. You don't have to worry about the rest of the game.
That's why the second half bet's even better.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I do think the 49ers cover this. So actually, the 49ers, and Jerry can probably speak to this too. If you look at them yardage-wise, they had a stretch where they turned the ball over a ridiculous amount of times. We talk about how random turnovers are. And they've actually played pretty well, even without Garoppolo for a stretch. They just haven't won games. I think 10 points is too much. And the Rams have not been the same team since the bye week. They have not been the dominant Rams that we've seen. I like 49ers plus 10 quite a bit here.
And Niners coach is never going to let them give up. It's crazy because whenever these lines come out, he plays to the end, to the very last whistle, and he's a rah-rah guy. So expect him to show up in a game that's nothing.
And they love them some Shanahan out there in San Fran.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good fit for San Francisco for a lot of reasons. Did I say that out loud? Just kidding. No, all right. So let's get back to the – oh, by the way, one hockey play tonight if you guys are interested. I'm not going to bet enough to get that 400 yet, but I will play a little bit. Toronto-Columbus under 6.5. And you know I love me some Maple Leaf, but – Columbus's goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky, who's also on my fantasy team, 2 shutouts last week. He's playing out of his mind. I think this is an under game, 6.5.
Ooh, and I'm getting okay. Even money on that.
Even money. Just saying. And I mean, Toronto's really sexy because they score a lot of goals, but they're going up against a team that actually matches up really well with them in, as far as how they will lock them down in the neutral zone, lock them down on their own end, and their goalie's playing out of their mind. And by the way, Toronto's goalie's pretty good too. Anderson's playing tonight, so under. All right, let's talk Texans. What do you think's going to happen Sunday, guys?
I think the Texans are going to win, but I was thinking about this yesterday as I was getting ready to write for SportsMap. If the Texans somehow, some way lose this game on Sunday, that would be one of the most disappointing moments in the history of the franchise. It really would. To go from the super low of 0-3 to in the driver's seat for the bye, the first bye in franchise history, to the 6th seed, like that would be just atrocious.
That would be very Houston.
Be kind of funny.
And we're so and I don't think it's totally out of the realm of possibility, because Blake Bortles is auditioning for his next team. He's not gonna be a member of the Jaguars next year. So that's an audition for him.
He doesn't want to get hit either.
He's
gonna
get a
right
reality
now.
Show because I think he's who would want Blake Bortles?
And
I want his girlfriend.
This Texans team just
stop. She'd be a great side piece.
They just don't destroy teams when they're supposed to, and this is a supposed to destroy situation, and they just don't do that. They just don't do that for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think Bortles does not want to play this game. I mean, just reading his quotes and listening to his voice, he sounds like a guy who doesn't want to be out there.
Like a middle finger to the organization type thing?
Yeah, and I think he's going to feign an injury about midway through the first quarter. He's going to limp off with a knee injury when he doesn't get hit. And yeah, but I just can't trust the Texans to blow anybody out, even with the pressure on. And you know what? As much as I love Deshaun Watson, the Jaguars have a few guys who need contracts who will be getting after him. So we'll see.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think first down, they're going to run the ball. Second down, they're going to run the ball. Third down, they're going to try to sling it. Every now and then, they'll catch Hopkins. But fourth down, they're probably going to punt it. But I think that's just me guessing out there. I'm just going on a wild limb.
Old run, pass, punt. Gary Kubiak made it famous.
But that's Holly, I am going to say Texas
and that's Holly
win.
O'Brien, just so you know.
Yuck.
They're very close.
Don't do that to me.
Oh, come on. You don't like that butt chin? You don't find that sexy?
I don't find anything sexy about a man that cannot manage the time clock, okay?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Doesn't he, you know, he kind of looks like...
Absolutely not.
He kind of looks sort of like Joel Blank's illegitimate son.
He looks like an L. Like, no. Oh. No.
Joel Blank's illegitimate son. That's a good one.
Well, he does. I mean, like, if Joel had a son who wasn't handsome and had a butt chin and couldn't manage the clock, it'd be Bill O'Brien. All right.
We love you.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And this is what I'm talking about. This is how we used to open the show. Little Metallica. Crank that up, man. That'll get you going. Yeah. All right, first off, I apologize to Joel. He's not old enough to be Bill O'Brien's father. It's just I think of Bill O'Brien as an elf. You know what? I'll say it because he's a midget. He's a tiny little person. And so that's why I think of him as a kid. So more like Joel's ugly butt chin brother. How's that? Does that work better?
I'm sure Joel will really love you for that.
I'm staying away.
No,
I'm
saying nice things about Joel. I'm just saying that's what he looks like. Is he kind of has that same sort of... And plus, Joel at least can smile. Bill O'Brien, I've never seen smile.
He doesn't have a reason to smile most of the time.
It's because he has a butt chin. When you have that, what can you do? What? So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. That means play the music.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. This is something that I actually wanted to get into with Cody, but USA Today did their 10 best movies of 2018.
Oh, I'm out.
Fantastic.
Dude, all right, you tell me. I got to be honest with you, though. I have only seen a couple of these. So let's see. And Jerry, feel free to weigh in. Okay. Number 10 on their list is Hereditary. I have not seen it.
Super scary movie. Pretty good. It's sort of that new genre scary where it's not like, you know, super bloody and gory. There's jumpy and this tension. It's pretty good. Not great. It's pretty good.
Okay. Number 9, Crazy Rich Asians.
Solid.
That was a good movie.
Solid movie.
I was surprised at how much I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
Because I saw the premise and I'm like, I'm going to hate this. Yeah, and I blame Jong. But then I watched it and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
Really solid movie.
3 Identical Strangers is number 8.
I've never heard of this movie.
Me either. Okay, we move on. Number 7, Cold War.
Also never heard of this
movie. Never heard of that one either.
Yeah.
Number 6, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I've heard is fantastic. But I
haven't seen it yet, but there are people who hate comic movies that are telling me that's a really good one. So I got to take their word for it.
But it's animated, so the only animation I watch is Rick and Morty, so I'm just going to have to wait for cable.
Okay.
Number 5 is First Reformed.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Okay.
Number 4 is The Favorite with a U in there, so it's got to be English or Canadian.
Correct.
Totally British.
Huh?
Totally British.
Yeah.
I feel it.
I will all believe. Imagine the Three Stooges as a trio of actresses giving their all for the glory of art house slapstick. Yeah, that sounds terrible. Yeah, that's number 4. Never seen it. Number 3, I honestly, if this doesn't win an Oscar for Best Picture, Black Klansman was fantastic. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
It is at the top of my to-do list.
Yeah, I am not at all a Spike Lee fan. He's never really, I mean, I know he's got a great reputation, but he's never really done anything that I've watched and said, oh, wow, this is great. Till this. And the way it ends, and he ties it into events of now, I mean, that is just really well done. Have you seen that, Jerry?
No, it's on my list now, though.
Yeah, you guys should see it. It's one of those that I don't know that I'll watch again. I kind of put that in the category that I do with, like, Schindler's List and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Great movies that I'm glad I saw, but I'll never watch again.
Denzel's kid is electric when he's on the screen. Like, he jumps off the screen in almost everything he does. He's in Ballers. He's fantastic in that.
And his character, he's tough and he's standoffish, and it's just a really well done movie. Number 2 is A Star Is Born.
I freaking love this movie.
Really?
Oh, so good. So good.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm a big Bradley Cooper guy, but I'm kind of...
Are you hesitant because it's Gaga?
Yeah, and I didn't like the original. I hated the original.
You'll love it. I think you'll love this movie.
And I don't hate Lady Gaga, and from what I've seen of her, she actually looks pretty normal in this. But, I love Bradley Cooper, but for some reason I saw the original was Streisand and Christofferson. Not for me.
If you're pro Bradley Cooper and you're questioning Lady Gaga, that's exactly how I was going in. I think you'll love this
movie. It's just I'm kind of questioning the fact that I hated the first one more than I hate all my exes combined.
I think it's... Ooh.
Yeah. I just thought it was dumb.
It's worth your time.
Okay. Was it Streisand and Christofferson, or was it Bette Midler and Christofferson in the original? I know it was Christofferson.
Yes. I think it was Chris... I think it was Bette... I don't know.
I'm sure I can Google that. Yeah. Number 1, they have Black Panther.
You know what? I didn't love it as much as everybody else loved it, but it was really good.
It's because you're racist.
Oh, okay.
No, honestly, I thought it was good, but let me ask you a question. And you know what they didn't mention on here? How is Infinity War not in the top 10?
It was better than Black Panther.
It was way better than Black Panther. It's not even close.
How are there 4 movies on here that we haven't heard of?
And yeah, because listen... And I watched Infinity War on Christmas Day because it dropped on Netflix. and I watched it again for the second time, and I saw so much that I missed the first time. And the first time, I was, and let's be honest, the plot's kind of stupid. A guy sticks a bunch of jewels in a glove and snaps his fingers, and half the universe disappears.
Yeah.
All right, if you just take it that way, yes, it's very stupid. But that movie was so well done and so riveting, and you're so into it, and your suspension of disbelief is amazing because how much better than Black Panther, I have to say. My top three, I'll just say my top three. See, Holly's totally checked out on this because she doesn't watch any movies.
Never saw not one of those.
Black Klansman, I thought, was the best movie of the year. It's the best movie I saw in 2018. And then I'm going to go Deadpool 2 because I'm a big Deadpool guy.
Fantastic.
Then I'm going to go Infinity War. Then I'm going to go Crazy Rich Asians, which surprised the hell out of me how much I like that movie. And that's it on their list. I have not seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse yet.
Yeah, this is not a great list. These are not gems of the day.
No, but this was our gem of the day.
Yeah.
And that was your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You nailed that, Jerry. Well done.
I was waiting.
I love it.
Oh, man. No, somebody said, yes, it was Streisand and it was blue. Thank you. I thought that movie was awful the first time I saw it. And my mom loved it and made me watch it. Oh, this movie's so great. Yeah, no. No, it wasn't. So that's why. And that's the thing. I don't think we need to remake movies that I hated the first time.
Yeah, who was knocking down the door to get A Star Is Born remade? I mean, I know this is Cooper's like foray into directing and writing and all that jazz, but I mean, I don't know that people were knocking down the door to have that remade.
But to be fair, I've become a bigger Bradley Cooper fan since Sherilyn Beaumont came up and said she thought I looked like Bradley Cooper. And yeah, she might have been a little drunk. You know, she might need her eyesight checked. But I take that as what, a...
Like Bradley Cooper in like Guardians of the Galaxy Bradley Cooper? Where he plays Rocket
really?
Raccoon?
Yeah, that was my guess, was that it was Rocket. But you know what, though? I did watch Wedding Crashers the other day, and like young kind of a-hole he's, Bradley Cooper.
He's amazing in that.
I can kind of see it a little
bit. I have saw that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that one.
I can kind of, like at that age, with shaved hair and like being a, you know, Ivy League dickweed, I could see that a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
A very ugly older Bradley Cooper, let's make it clear. But anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We will hopefully have RJ Bell. And you guys feel free to participate in this because otherwise, RJ and I will just start going back and forth because, you know, we drink a lot together when we're in Vegas, which we're going to be in a couple of weeks. Because we're almost, I can't believe this, we're almost to 2019. Dude, we're 3 days away. And the 16th, I think we're flying to Vegas.
Nice.
Me and AJ and Nikki Six.
What's going on in Vegas?
The Pacquiao and Broner fight, assuming Broner doesn't stay in jail the whole time. Ooh. Yeah, that would suck. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that. It's funny because like sometimes we go, like there was 1 year we went 3 times in 5 weeks. That was too much. Oh, yeah. And we went like 8 times that year. But you know what? We only went once last year. So I'm kind of like, okay, I need to get my Vegas fix. Get out there, get my legal weed, get my poker on, get my betting on, you know, maybe meet the next ex-wife. I don't know, but that's coming. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.